College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1.
Officials in Thailand found 40 dead tiger cubs at a Buddhist temple accused of animal abuse. The dead cubs were discovered Wednesday in a freezer at the temple west of Bangkok. Authorities found them while removing dozens of mostly full-grown live tigers from the temple grounds. Officials said the cubs appeared to be about a week old. It was not known why they were in the freezer, where temple staff kept food. Monks have been operating an unsanctioned zoo called Tiger Temple. Tourists paid money to view and take pictures with the tigers and other exotic animals. Thai authorities plan to file charges against the temple for illegally possessing endangered species.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard.
Question 1. What do we learn from the news report? Question 2. How old were the tiger cubs?
News Report 2.
Switzerland has opened the world's longest and deepest railway tunnel, 17 years after starting work on the project. The Gotthard Railway Tunnel is 57 kilometers long. Trains passing through it will be about 2.3 kilometers underground at the deepest point. The tunnel cost $12 billion to build under the Alps of central Switzerland. The tunnel will reduce the time it takes trains to travel between northern and southern Europe. It is also expected to lower the number of vehicles on roads and move cargo between north and south. The two-way tunnel opens for commercial service in December. When that happens, up to 260 freight trains and 65 passenger trains will be able to pass through it every day.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard.
Question 3. How many kilometers is the world's longest and deepest railway tunnel? Question 4. What advantages can the tunnel bring to Europe?
News Report 3.
A Japanese boy named Yamato Tanuka remains missing 4 days after his parents abandoned him as a punishment, police said. Japan's military joined the search Wednesday for the 7-year-old boy missing in a forest in northern Japan. But on Wednesday night, the boy still had not been found. About 275 soldiers, police, and volunteers searched for him Wednesday. The boy has been missing since Saturday, when his parents made him get out of their car to punish him for throwing rocks at cars and people, according to police. Kyodo News Service said police are looking into whether the parents should be charged with child abandonment. Child psychiatrists said even a threat of leaving a child behind is child abuse because of the stress it creates. Police said the boy's father, Takayuki Tanuka, returned to the area to look for his son a few minutes later, but could not find him. Tanuka first told police his son disappeared while the family was picking vegetables. He later said that he and his wife had punished their son for bad behavior.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard.
Question 5. How was the boy missing? Question 6. Who searched for the boy 4 days after his parents abandoned him? Question 7. When was the boy missing?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear 4 questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hello, Clarkson College. May I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for information on courses in computer programming. I would need it for the fall semester.
Do you want a day or evening course?
Well, it would be an evening course, since I work during the day.
Uh-huh. Have you taken any courses in data processing?
No.
Oh, well, data processing is a course you have to take before you can take computer programming.
Oh, I see. Well, when is it given? I hope it's not on Thursdays.
Well, there's a class that meets on Monday evenings at 7.
Just once a week?
Yes. But that's almost 3 hours, from 7 to 9:45.
Oh. Well, that's all right. I could manage that. How many weeks does the course last?
Let me see. 12 weeks. You start the first week in September and finish, just before Christmas, December 21st.
And how much is the course?
That's $300. Including the necessary computer time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where do I go to register?
Registration is on the 2nd and 3rd of September, between 6 and 9, in Frost Hall.
Is that the round building behind the parking lot?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, I know how to get there. Is there anything that I should bring with me?
No, just your checkbook.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 8.
Why does the man choose to take an evening course?
Question 9.
What does the man have to do before taking the course of computer programming?
Question 10.
What do we learn about the schedule of the evening course?
Question 11.
What does the man want to know at the end of the conversation?
Conversation 2. So, why exactly does your job have a reputation for being stressful?
Stress is generally driven by the feeling of being out of control of a situation and the feeling of a situation controlling you. Trading in financial markets combines both.
How do you relax in the evening?
I very rarely do anything work-related, so it's easy to escape the markets. I generally go to the gym or go for a run, especially if I've had a bad day. I always cook a meal rather than have a takeaway, to do something my brain would regard as creative.
Do you think what you do to relax is an effective way to beat stress?
I don't think there's a specific rule about how to beat stress. I generally find that what I do is effective for me.
Would you consider changing your job because of the high stress factor?
I have considered leaving my job due to stress-related factors. However, I do think that an element of stress is a good thing, and if used the right way, can actually be a positive thing.
What do you enjoy about the stressful aspects of your job?
Having said all that, I do enjoy an element of uncertainty. I enjoy a mental challenge. Trading generates a wide range of emotions second by second. How you deal with and manage those emotions dictates short, medium, and long-term trading performance and success.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12.
What is the man's job?
Question 13.
Why does the man prefer to cook a meal rather than have a takeaway?
Question 14.
What does the man say about an element of stress in his job?
Question 15. What does the man enjoy about the stressful parts of his job?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Since early times, people have been fascinated with the idea of life existing somewhere else besides Earth. Until recently, scientists believed that life on other planets was just a hopeful dream. But now they are beginning to locate places where life could form. In 1997, they saw evidence of planets near other stars like the Sun. But scientists now think that life could be even nearer in our own solar system. One place scientists are studying very closely is Europa, a moon of Jupiter. Space probes have provided evidence that Europa has a large ocean under its surface. The probes have also made scientists think that under its surface, Europa has a rocky core giving off volcanic heat. Water and heat from volcanic activity are two basic conditions needed for life to form. A third is certain basic chemicals, such as carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen. Scientists believe there might be such chemicals lying at the bottom of Europa's ocean. They may have already created life, or may be about to. You may wonder if light is also needed for life to form. Until recently, scientists thought that light was essential. But now, places
have been
found on Earth that are in total blackness, such as caves several miles beneath the surface, and bacteria, primitive forms of life, have been seen there. So the lack of light in Europa's subsurface ocean doesn't automatically rule out life forming.
Questions 16 to 19 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16.
What did scientists once believe according to the passage?
Question 17.
What have scientists found about Europa, a moon of Jupiter?
Question 18.
What have scientists come to know recently about the formation of life? Passage 2. In her early days as an emergency room physician, Dr. Joanna Meyer treated a child who had suffered a second-degree burn. After the child had been treated and was being prepared for discharge, Dr. Meyer talked to the parents about how they should care for the child at home. Also listening to her were a half a dozen other family members. A few hours later, when she came to say goodbye, the family asked her to settle an argument they'd been having over exactly what advice she had given. "As I talked to them, I was amazed," she said. "All of them had heard the simple instructions I had given just a few hours before, but they had three or four different versions. The most basic details were unclear and confusing. I was surprised, because these were intelligent people." This episode gave Dr. Meyer her first clue to something every doctor learns sooner or later. Most people just don't listen very well. Nowadays, she says, she repeats her instructions and even conducts a reality check with some patients. She asks them to tell her what they think they are supposed to do. She also provides take-home sheets, which are computer printouts tailored to the patient's situation. Dr. Meyer's listeners are not unusual. When new or difficult material is presented, almost all listeners are faced with a challenge because human speech lacks the stability and permanence of the printed word. Oral communication is fast-moving and impermanent.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 19.
What did the child's family members argue about in the hospital?
Question 20.
What does Dr. Meyer do to ensure her patients understand her instructions?
Question 21.
What does the speaker say about human speech? Passage 3. It is logical to suppose that things like good labor relations, good working conditions, good wages and benefits, and job security motivate workers. But one expert, Frederick Herzberg, argued that such conditions do not motivate workers. They are merely satisfiers. Motivators, in contrast, include things such as having a challenging and interesting job, recognition, and responsibility. However, even with the development of computers and robotics, there are always plenty of boring, repetitive, and mechanical jobs, and lots of unskilled people who have to do them. So how do managers motivate people in such jobs? One solution is to give them some responsibilities, not as individuals, but as part of a team. For example, some supermarkets combine office staff, the people who fill the shelves, and the people who work at the checkout into a team and let them decide what product lines to stock, how to display them, and so on. Many people now talk about the importance of a company's shared values or culture, with which all the staff can identify. For example, being the best hotel chain, or making the best, the most user-friendly, or the most reliable products in a particular field. Such values are more likely to motivate workers than financial targets, which ultimately only concern a few people. Unfortunately, there is only a limited number of such goals to go round, and by definition, not all the competing companies in an industry can seriously claim to be the best.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 22.
What can actually motivate workers, according to Frederick Herzberg?
Question 23.
What does the speaker say about jobs in the computer era?
Question 24.
What do some supermarkets do to motivate their employees?
Question 25.
Why does the speaker say financial targets are less likely to motivate workers?
This is the end of listening comprehension.